Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Everybody, Steve Starrs here, and I am to blame for not plugging something in right at the minute. I am I got it all set. Thank you to Julie for working with us here. Yeah, I was listening to myself. I sounded real good. Yeah, I'm listening to yourself, right? But I had forgotten to plug in one final patch, and I was hearing my headphones and my mixer, but I wasn't hearing me, or you weren't hearing me. And I'm back. Glad to be here. Hey, it's always fun. It's entertaining, isn't it? You know what? No, it isn't really. But actually, I appreciate Julie hanging in there, and all of you as well. Welcome to Lightspeed once again, friends. And a big show today. We'll be talking about a lot of things. I was listening to the network just before we came in, talking a little bit about the political dilemma. Of course, you know, last week we were wrapping it up. I don't want to get too much into that too much anymore because, you know, things are what they are. As predicted by a lot of us, I don't know what your predictions were, but I assumed and believed, of course, that the Republicans would take over the House. I knew the Senate race was going to be more tight, and the governor races were going to be tighter still. So you remember you have 100 senators and 50 governors. Not all are running at once, of course, only a third of the Senate and some of the governors. But the bottom line is there's 435 people who have to be reelected in the House of Representatives, and you can't quite cheat that many cases and that many races, okay? So that was one of the reasons why it was pretty obvious that I thought the Republicans would take over the House, and they did. Now, the question is, as I pointed out before, what will they do with it? What will they do with it? Are they the dog that chased the car and then didn't know what to do with it? Well, very likely. That is probably what's going to happen here, unless we put some pressure on them. And as I've said before, they should be around by Groundhog Day. They should be already filing impeachment, I believe, by that time. And so that's what I'm expecting them to do. That's what they need to be doing. And I'm not going to give much time after that because they need to pull their act together, not because it's political, not because it's tit for tat, not because we need more controversy, but because it's right and they need to do it. And there are reasons why this needs to be done. And so we'll talk a little bit about that today and maybe might even be able to take a call or two with some comments from people out there. You know, I'm sorry it was kind of rough getting on this this afternoon, but hey, we're here and glad to be here. And I tell you, I do enjoy doing this show. And if I did it more often, I probably wouldn't have everything unplugged each time I try to do it. But it's been really great. And thanks so much for all the folks at RBN. Do support the network, friends, and here's the reason why. Okay, we're facing a situation like never before in the United States of America, and this will affect the entire world, as you know already. We are going to see changes coming down very quickly, very soon, with all these diseases. I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now, too, a little bit. We're going to get into that. You know, as I understand, there is a real problem with RSV in these young children right now. The hospitals are full of these children with this RSV, respiratory virus. And it's a little bit like a pneumonia. It spawns a very high fever. It doesn't last very long, but it's kind of chilling and a little bit scary to a lot of these parents that are out there because it hits pretty hard, pretty fast. Is this a part of something that was relative to COVID? I don't think so. I don't know. We'll be talking a little bit about that for a little bit as well. But we do know that there are plans, very, very big plans from people in the New World Order who are definitely wanting to try to take over everything with this whole new credit score, bio marking, tattoo, mark of the beast vaccine system, friends. That's what they want to do. And that's supposed to start very soon. The Democrats are running out of time. They've got until about January, the ones that are in the House right now. Nancy Pelosi has already kind of backed down, but the bottom line is they're still there, and they're going to be pulling things off for about the next month and a half, trying to push through all this bad stuff that we've heard about before, and you're quite well aware of it, I'm sure. The whole idea of the vaccine passport that's coming in worldwide, this is coming in under a World Health Organization treaty. That treaty has already been signed and put into place. I think it was back in last year. I don't have the exact date, but Biden has signed this stuff. It's already going into effect. They are telling all of us that we must obey Fauci and Gates and Klaus Schwab and do what they're telling us to do. And we've seen the disaster already of the last jab. Yes, it was completely unnecessary. Yes, it was also very, very hazardous and deadly. The numbers of deaths have gone way up. Some people say as many as 20 million worldwide. We don't know for sure. I think the numbers are going to continue to tally. I have friends, and you probably do too, who have taken that and are not doing well with it. One of my friends was an older man. He took a trip on a vacation. I tried to encourage him not to take these things, but his wife works with kids, and she had to take it. And so he went to the Veterans Administration. He's a vet, you know, he's an older man. And he got the shot for free. Gee, he didn't even get his French fries. Oh my gosh. I thought you at least got some deal for going in there. No, he went ahead and got the shots, both of them, took a trip. And on his trip, he got very sick, ended up having to get off the train that he was on, and he's a little older anyway. And so they tested him for COVID, and he spent the next 10 days in a hospital under quarantine. Cause you know, after having the vaccine, you're not supposed to get, well, yes, he did. He got it, whatever it was. He was now positive for COVID. So obviously this thing never prevented you from getting the disease. It never prevents you from spreading the disease. It never prevented you from having serious health effects while you do have the disease for the vaccine jab that you took to not have it. You know, I mean, the whole thing was a disaster. Donald Trump's disaster. And, you know, I'm not going to speak well about him. I'm not a person who hates Trump. I've been for him all along. But I've been very, very critical of all the bad moves he's made continually. And I don't think he has the skill set to be president, to be really honest with you. He has announced he's going to be running again, and I just don't think he has the skill set to do it. So that's where I'm going to kind of hold with that for a little bit. We'll get into some other things. But when we're talking about a potential revolution here, we're going to get into discussing why that's not a good idea and why it should be avoided, why people who are thinking don't need to do that. This could happen if we allow this kind of stuff to keep going this direction, and it could get very, very bad. So those are the kinds of things that I'm open to your discussion with, and maybe we'll have some calls. Again, once again, I'm glad that I'm hanging in here. Thank you for being patient with me. Hey, we've got a week ahead of us, and we've got a lot of time. You know, this is going to be Thanksgiving week, as you know, and people will be convening and talking and visiting a little bit. And I just hope and pray everything goes very safely. And, you know, you're going to have to probably talk to some relatives who may have some strange points of view. That's always kind of a tough one. But usually I'm kind of lucky in my family. I think pretty well everybody agrees with, you know, they don't go as far out as I do, but at least they're on the right side. You know, talk about generations too, though. Yeah, I am a baby boomer, okay, right in the thick of it. I was born in that time, and a lot of times the baby boomers are blamed for a lot of what happened here, and in some ways we are. Generation X is really where a problem lies, I think. I don't mean to put any folks down. I know a lot of you might be Generation X, and you've got some great people in Generation X, I think. And more of them all the time. They're coming around, which is good. Millennials are really mixed up, but I'm finding out that they're actually coming around pretty fast, too. You know what I mean? It's amazing how many young people. So I'm very encouraged to some extent, and I want to encourage you about these young people out there, because they are waking up to a lot of things. See, here's the big problem. A lot of these people don't know what they're giving up. They don't understand how the government should work, or our government, we the people, how our government should work. They have the idea that the government has this plan and they're supposed to follow it. And they have no realization of what the government really is all about. How our republic, not just a democracy, well, there's democratic processes involved, of course, but this is not a democracy, it's a republic. And we have, they don't understand how the republic works. They don't understand their Bill of Rights. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't have any idea, unfortunately, because they weren't taught civics in school like I was in my age, you know, my age group, a lot of others. They've never really come to understand what they've had all these years, and should have had all these years. And they never did really grasp the reality of how powerful they are as citizens, as people who are awake and aware and should be holding their government accountable. So they don't got that too much. Anyway, you're going to be seeing a lot of those things happen as we progress, you know, as this time and this space, you know, commence into this next portion of American history, which may be the end of American history, I'm sorry to say, unless we get to people in time. Now, you know, frankly, I'm not one of those people who's a flag waver. You know, I'm not a Trump flag waver. I'll promise you that. I did support him, but I'm not one of those guys who is very, very patriotic to a large extent, believing about all these things that we think are going to be the situation to cause our government to get better. That is not the way I look at the situation that we have to deal with. We have to be very honest about our government. We have to look at what's gone wrong. We have to see what's happened here. We have to maintain control. The republic, if you can hang on to it, as Ben Franklin said years ago. So that's where we're at. We're going to have to keep going with that and making it happen. These are the kinds of things that happen in this world. And in this time. So you're going to have to reach the young people. Thing. And so this is an opportunity as Thanksgiving approaches. You have your chance, your opportunity, you have a moment, you have a time in which we can actually sit around the table and, you know, help people understand. You know, the key thing may be to steer away from the political situation altogether and just get back to teaching the civics. What does it mean to have we the people who are the government? Not, you know, it's not Biden. It's certainly Biden. It's certainly not the Senate. It's not the governor. It's not the health department. It's not all these people. It's those of us who are sitting around these tables. We are the people. Are we getting swept off? Are we losing elections because they're being stolen? Are we being taxed to death by an institution that has become completely way? And shall we say, people at the IRS. And then we also are finding out now that Republicans are doing one thing that's good. They're seeing that basically the rank and file of the FBI are pretty reliable and honest, but tip-top is extremely corrupt. They are in trouble because what they've been doing, as you probably know, is they've been influencing, pressuring the mainstream media to spread lies and propaganda. And that's why this network is so important. That's why you're working this network. So we really have a lot, you know, there that we have to work on. My thoughts are completely this, that this would be a good time, as Thanksgiving, to sit around the table, talk a little bit about what it means to have a Bill of Rights. Why you don't want to give up your rights, friends, because if you do, you know, the next generation, 2, 3, 4, as we have seen illustrated so many times, what happened in Russia, what happened in China, look what happened in Venezuela, look what happened. I mean, you've seen it over and over and over. When people give up these rights, it takes sometimes 40, 60, 700 years before they ever get it back. You give up that freedom and you don't get it back. So they have to realize that's going to make for a pretty hot topic with a hot turkey, I suppose. But as you get together with your friends and neighbors or whoever, you know, kind of be, you know, take it easy, but you know, talk about freedom, what it really means. You can be thankful that you had it this far. You can be thankful also that you got a chance to hold on to it. Or you can just gobble up the turkey and be a turkey if you want to, because it may be a while before you get another one. You know, they're getting short of supply, as I understand. The problems that are going to result in the next 6 weeks are going to be beyond what you can imagine. I don't think we're going to have anything towards the beginning of the first of the year, but a lot more trouble, especially in the economic area. Don't know how long the diesel fuel and a lot of these things last. But we do know that we will have some issues if we don't find a way to get this straightened out. So, anyhow, we're just looking to see how we're going to do. I don't know, I might be cutting in and out. I'm trying to kind of hang in there and do the best I can. Wonder if all of you are getting the show clearly or not, or what kind of I might be having. But anyhow, I'm doing the best we can. We're going to stay with it. Got some breaks coming up, and we'll try to see if we can straighten some things out. Anyhow, over Thanksgiving, you need to be very well aware of what is coming your way, your people, your family, your friends. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the holiday. Keep that in mind. Enjoy the holiday, but you know, be thankful. And when you talk about being thankful for what you have now, and thankful that you're aware of what might be endangering what you have, right? That might be something to consider as we get together. I know there'll be football games, all kinds of distractions, many of those things that we've had for so long. And we just don't, we just haven't had the ability to really get together and consider, you know, the future, consider the past, be thankful, but also
sick of TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Change your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be? All right.
Hey, Beatles from many years back, you know, I remember my dad and I had some discussion about that, and he heard that song, and he thought that they were calling for a revolution. I said, no, Dad, you got the lyrics wrong. John Lennon is saying that, you know, the Constitution is a great document, and people need to free their minds instead. And if they're carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, they ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow. I mean, John Lennon tried to write that that song to get people to think a little bit more about what they have in terms of their values and what they should be doing with the institutions, the kinds of power that they should be using. It was an attempt, of course, as you might know, MBE, the members of the British Empire, eventually adopted the Beatles involved to it. There's a lot of things going on, Tavistock and many of these other operations in Great Britain at that time that were attempting to influence the music scene. The Beatles were certainly a part of that. We can talk about Paul McCartney and whether he died or not. You know, I'm one of those people who believes that James Paul McCartney probably died, and I'm virtually certain Elvis is alive. If you listen to his Found Elvis Alive album, yeah, I think it's Elvis. I think he bailed. Yeah. Joel Gilbert produced that record or that whole movie about him. And I think it was a mockumentary. They called it a mockumentary. But the bottom line is what's happening in showbiz, friends, is not, it is showbiz. It really is showbiz. And, but John Lennon was at that time trying to get people to settle down, to think about what they had, think about their institutions, free their minds from all of this stuff and get on board with the kind of changes that could be done legally, lawfully, and peacefully. That's what he was all about. I think in many ways he was a great man. I remember seeing him on the Dick Cavett show when Dick Cavett said, "Don't you think there's overpopulation?" He said, "No, I don't think there's overpopulation at all." You know, and he was saying, "Oh, well, there is an overpopulation problem," which, you know, Dick Cavett was sort of involved with those people, and eventually they took him down as well. But no, John Lennon did not believe we had an overpopulation problem. He did not believe that all of these things that, you know, were being orchestrated by mental precepts that hoisted on the American public, the British public, the people around the world. You know, what we really needed was peace, and we needed to get back to the kinds of institutions that really kept the world settled and started taking care of people. Well, you know what happened to John Lennon, of course. It wasn't much longer. I remember when he was shot, I was working at an ABC affiliate as a news anchor when the news came across the wire that John Lennon had been shot by Mark David Chapman, another kind of a loony person. We've had a lot of these kind of strange individuals out there, haven't we? Did you hear about the shooting that we had in Colorado Springs just over the weekend? Of course, this one got a lot of press, but there's been a lot of these shootings that have been taking place. And, you know, here's the thing. Alex Jones asked questions about Sandy Hook. Let me explain how the media, the real media, actually works. Okay, the real media. The real media asks questions. They ask questions. Sometimes they come to the wrong solutions and the wrong conclusions, but then later on say, okay, wait a minute, we had that wrong. They check into it. We're going to make a correction here. We're going to say that this was wrong. We've now got more clarity on it. That happens all the time. Let's see. That's what Alex Jones did. Yeah, that's right. He asked some questions about Sandy Hook, you know, and then, of course, later on he said, okay, yeah, I think the shootings actually did take place, and I'm going to correct that. And none of these parents ever sued him or anything, or even talked to him or asked him to be on their show, on his show, that is. I mean, just to say, come up and say, all right, hey, look, you come on our show, you talk about what you've been through, we want to hear from you. I think Alex would have interviewed any of them, you know. But they were so butthurt, you know, 10 years later that they need $1 billion, right? Yeah, I mean, this is a joke. But in contrast, talking about the media again, okay. Has the news media ever admitted 9/11 was an inside job? No. Look at the big things they lie about, the big, big, big things. 9/11, Oklahoma City. How about the assassinations? JFK, RFK, MLK, you know. If you're not aware, we've interviewed Dr. Pepper, who actually represented the King family when they posthumously, I guess is the word, you know, posthumously, a little hard to say sometimes, they had a trial for James Earl Ray, you know, the guy who was supposed to have shot Martin Luther King. And they found him innocent. This was another CIA setup. And as well, there was another shooter in the Ambassador Hotel pantry. That was all documented at that time. Robert Kennedy Jr. said it. Some people believe it was the bodyguard. What was the guy's name? Eugene Cesar Thane or something like that. I can't remember. I'm not even sure he was the right one. Dr. Pepper talked to him. Dr. Bill Pepper has been interviewing him as well. Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. All right. Okay. Keep in mind. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream.
All right. Great song, huh? Love that tune, man. Hey, that gets us right back in. You know, great, great pick there, Julie. I love the song. Friends, I'm glad to have you back and listening. And of course, we're talking a little bit about, you know, generation gaps here in the country. And I think a lot of us don't realize that a lot of our young people never really learned American civics and all the time they wasted at these expensive indoctrination camps. I'll have to tell you a story. It's kind of an interesting one. When I was in fifth grade, I think it was fifth grade, our teacher read this story from Reader's Digest, but it was good. It was shocking. It was about the new teacher in the olive green dress. And it started out, you know, where the kids were in the class and they had an older lady and she was a teacher there. And some people showed up at the door and she was telling the children that she had to leave now. And she was crying. And they were really kind of sorry to see their teacher go. But she went out the door and a new teacher came in wearing an olive green dress. And the children said, "Well, you know, we heard about the war. Did we win?" And this teacher said, "Yes, we won." And she said, "Okay, well, let's get back to school now. We'll start our teaching." And she said, "Isn't that a beautiful American flag?" And they said, "Yes." She said, "You know what I think we should do?" She told the children, "I think we should cut up, everybody should have a little piece of it. Let's cut it up in little pieces and everyone can have one." Okay, so they took the American flag down and they cut it up in little pieces and every little child had a portion of the flag. And then they said, "What do we do with the pole? I guess we'll just throw it out the window." And so they threw it out the window. And she went on to talk and teach and stuff like that. And I was, when our teacher in fifth grade was finished reading this story, she said, "Do you know what's happened here?" And we, most of us said, "No, not really." She said, "Well, these children are being brainwashed now. They're being brainwashed by a whole new government system." And that really bothered me, man. I mean, this was kind of in the, you know, those days, the, you know, the early Cold War era, the Cuban Missile and all that stuff was going on. And I was really bothered. I had really good teachers that were telling us this is what could happen in your schools. And that is damn sure what has happened now. And so we don't realize that a lot of our young people aren't really aware at all of what the Bill of Rights is all about, the Constitution, the way our government should work. They've been just neglected. They've actually been brainwashed by these public schools. And so I applaud a lot of people who, you know, are homeschooling. Of course, it's a lot easier, I think, than some people think it is, but it can be very tough and a challenge, especially if you have to work. But the school systems have gotten very, very corrupt, as you know, and they're not teaching our students. Now, there are films like The Hunger Games. Remember that? I don't know if you saw The Hunger Games. That was kind of a young generation film. I didn't really pay much attention to it, but it did kind of stir up some thoughts and some thinking among young people, except for they had a tendency to think all the older generation was the ones who had kind of created this bondage and this horrible system around them where they had to compete just to survive, you know, as a sporting event almost. You know, it was pretty awful, the whole thing. I think the big problem is a lot of our young people don't really realize that the older ones know a little bit more about what's happened and what's gone on, and you're seeing it right now. And as I've said before, if the Republicans are not moving ahead with impeachment by Groundhog Day, you're going to know something's really a problem. I think we're also going to be under a threat of a lot of disease. I'm going to get back to that. Our hospitals are full right now of children with RSV, but we got a lot of other people coming in with a lot of other diseases. Now, is this the aftermath of COVID? Well, probably yes. Is it due to a lot of the jabs? I think so. Some of it is definitely related to long-term effects. Remember, we warned people 12 to 18 months, 2 years after this is when you're going to start to see a lot more problems. What was it, Al Roker? Remember him from the weatherman on, what's it, NBC, I think it is. He's had problems recently. You're seeing people drop dead, athletes. We've had a lot of issues with people who are sick because of the vaccine. There's no question about the fact that these deaths are going way up. Every category, every age group is experiencing more death, abnormally high. And some of these things are going to be coming out and getting more intense as we increase here. But here's the situation. We know that they are planning to bring in another plandemic, a plandemic, friends. They've been saying this for a long time. Joe Biden has already authorized the World Health Organization so that we can all be in this together, with allowing like some creep like Tedros to operate everything and tell everybody that this is what is the agenda now. You're being brainwashed by all of this. You know, I began studying Fauci in 1992. I've known about him all this time. When I first became acquainted with the work of Dr. Peter Duisberg, who was questioning the HIV hypothesis. Of course, there were people like John Rappaport, Celia Farber, so many others who were 5 years ahead of me, and of course, Duisberg and many others, exposing Fauci's game as a fraud. The way this thing works, I'll kind of explain this to you. It's always about one thing, okay? You know, imagine for a moment that you have a car, you got a problem, you know, with it, and it smells bad, and it's not running good, and it's misfiring and all that. You take it into a transmission shop, and they say, oh, it's the differential. We're going to fix everything because it's the differential that's got a problem here, you know. And really the issue is you've got a leaky radiator, your muffler's leaking, your electrical system's going out, your power steering needs fluid, your brakes are leaking as well. You know, I mean, there's all these other things that are happening, but when you go to a shop like this, it's always going to be just one thing, the differential. You know what I mean? Because that's all they fix. This is what was happening with HIV/AIDS in the 80s. There was an actual... there were a lot of people dying of immune deficiency, but the Centers for Disease Control went in and looked at this, and they said this is a drug-related problem, a recreational drug-related problem. Okay, it's not an infectious disease. Centers for Disease Control actually does good surveillance. It's just that at the top of the whole office, they turn everything around and lie to you. Their own evidence proves that they're lying. You know, over and over and over. This happened with H1N1, too, by the way. Just in 2009, people have forgotten all about that. But anyhow, the point is simply this. It's always just one thing. See, it's the one thing. They make you think that they know what's going on because it's the one thing. It's the coronavirus. It's the virus SARS-CoV-2 that came from China. It can't be anything else. You know, it's got to be just that virus. See, that concept of it being just the one thing is like the guy in the transmission shop saying, oh, all your problems are due to you need a new differential. You know what I mean? That's what's happening here. They're not looking at the multitudes of things. Dr. Peter Duisberg did some research very early on, and he found what they call ICLs, plural. ICL, that is an acronym for idiopathic cytotoxic leukopenia. Now, idiopathic means they don't know how it happened. Cytotoxic means it's killing white blood cells, and idiopathic cytotoxic leukopenia is ICL. These are people who have AIDS without HIV. Okay, there's no HIV test. The test said negative over and over and over. Idiopathic cytotoxic leukopenia. Now, there were 4,563 of these cases documented very early on. You could easily find just from the Centers for Disease Control's own surveillance. But you know what they did? They eliminated every one of those cases. They said, you cannot have AIDS unless you have HIV. You cannot have AIDS unless you have HIV. And that's like the, you know, differential shop saying, you can't fix this problem unless you fix the differential. You know, they ignore everything else that's going on in order to create the image that they know all about what's going on and what is happening. So when it's, whether it's RSV, whether it's the effects of COVID-19, whether it's the effects of the jab, whether it's the seasonal flu, whether it's people falling off buses and getting killed, I mean, the situation is this. They want to lump everything into one idea. This is the way they sell it. This is the way they're going to keep selling it. So I'm getting you ready. Get prepared psychologically. There will be a new germ, a germ. It'll be just like the one thing that causes all of this, all right? And we've seen so many different problems that have resulted recently. Friends, I don't believe that even they're injecting people with the same substances among the four different patents that are out there. Remember Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and then you had Moderna and you had Pfizer. These things we are a part of a big human experiment is what's taking place. They call it immunobridging, which means that we're going to go right to the people with this thing. We're not going to bother with phase 3 trials. We're not going to look at anything. They haven't printed. Look at how hard it was to get this information out of Pfizer. All the problems that were caused by this jab that they knew was taking place, whether it's a mRNA vector virus or whether it's a spike protein, you know, on the outside of the cell. There's been so much talk about what's happening here. The key thing is they don't even have a virus that they can look at in a sample. They don't even have something that you can go over and take apart and look at and put into a petri dish and watch it operate and create the disease. There's no such thing. All they have is a computer simulation of a virus that they say exists. And everything is built around that. That's how bad it is. And we can talk at length about that sometime. I can even get people on here who are really good, on top of all this, doctors and PhDs, people like Dave Rasnick and some of the others who are, have been following this kind of stuff for years. So this is what we're dealing with, and this is what's coming up. So you got to arm yourself with this mindset that, you know, we are going to be lied to. And most of the people out there that you're going to be dealing with don't have the foggiest idea they're being lied to. Now we know the government has been involved all this time in doing what they've been doing to plant your news media with liars. That's the phony news media, friends. Remember I was talking about that? This is what they do. They lie and lie and lie, and they never make any corrections. And who are they going after? Somebody who asks a question like us? Oh, if they can find any major problem, if somebody is butthurt because their feelings were hurt or something like that, they want to sue for billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, right? No, look at the damage that the mainstream news media has done. I used to work in it, friends. I can tell you, you don't even want to think about these people being honest. And the truth is, they are not. You know, they're going to crash and burn because of what they're doing right now. So, you know, as we progress into the Thanksgiving weekend, you're going to be seeing people, of course, you know, try to keep it cool. But we've got to get back to having our government under our control. And people, you know, aren't even aware yet of what is getting ready to happen because this lockdown is on its way to coming in. So, yeah, I think we got, let's see how we're doing here. I think we got a call. Maybe James is with us in Vancouver. Let's try and see. Do we have time for James?
Yeah, howdy. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, good, James. How you doing? having a rocky day, but we're getting at it, buddy. How you been?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you here, and you say they don't have a virus, and I agree with you. Right now, they don't, but that doesn't mean to say that they won't in the future.
Ah, good. Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Well, they could have any numbers of things, you know, bacterial infection. That's a good point. Let me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. They could come up with something. See, it's always a guessing game here, right? It's a boogeyman.
Can I share one more thing with you?
Sure. Yeah.
One more thing. Did you know that there's a relationship between the nylon shirts you wear and proteins?
No. Well, I've heard a little bit about it, but not as much as you probably know. So go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I don't know at all, but I know a little bit. They're both what you call polyamides, right? So the protein, you know, you talk about spike protein or this protein or that protein. They are related to nylon 6,6, which was invented by Wallace Carruthers of DuPont in 1929. And that would mean that... Well, when you wear your nylon shirt out in the sunlight, it doesn't fall apart. And those proteins that are used to encapsulate DNA, they're probably not going to fall apart either. So if these guys want to hit us with a weapon, they can do it. They just haven't chosen to do so. So
yeah.
With excellent.
Good
I'll
point,
let you
sir.
Go.
All right, thanks,
right.
James.
Right.
Excellent. Sorry. Good, buddy.
Yep.
All right.
Bye now. Bye.
Yeah, that's good. I like James. We've talked to him before up in Vancouver, some great people. You know, there's so many things, and this is the case, of course, that they have a menagerie of different things that they can use and will use. I was going to say this about the masks, okay? You know, wearing a mask is one of the most unhealthy things you can do. First of all, it is not going to stop a virus. I think everybody's made that plain. You know, it's going to stop a virus about as easy as a chain link fence is going to stop a mosquito, friends. It's not going to work. What it will do, though, it will impede your breathing and your respiration, obviously. But what's even worse is it will create a misty of humid location to where all kinds of bacteria can grow and be breathed in and out of your lungs. Now, isn't it odd that they had the masking situation when they supposedly released this virus? Wasn't a bit of science behind any of that. I think a lot of people were developing lung infections, bacterial infections, and all kinds of things that could be parasitic infections, which, oddly enough, are the kinds of things that ivermectin will stop. And they didn't want us to use ivermectin. Remember that? You heard that from Fauci and other people. They wanted us to take another drug like AZT, which was remdesivir, a nucleoside analog, a drug designed to destroy DNA. That's not a side effect. That's what it's designed to do, destroy your DNA. Okay, so here's just an example, wearing the masks. The masks are coming back. You know, they are. I'm hearing about this. People are starting to wear them more because, well, we've had this respiratory infection that's going around. A lot of little children have had it. Hang on. Be back for one more segment. Be right here on Lightspeed.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here of Lightspeed Times 2 with Steve Starrs, your host. Glad to be here. And yeah, you know, I'll tell you, friends, it's good to talk to a great audience. You folks are the best out there. Keep us on the air. Do your the best you can. You know, we are the real journalists, as I've said before. You know, we will say things sometimes and maybe make mistakes, but we'll correct them. You know, if I make a mistake, I want people to let me know. I mean, set me straight. You know, you can call me up or we'll leave a message here, and I'll definitely respond to it, because I want to check my work. I want to make sure we do a good job. That's what real journalists do. That's what real journalists do. They make mistakes all the time, all the time. But the damn lying media will never tell you the truth all the time. They keep lying. They've lied about 9/11. They've lied about HIV. They've lied about COVID. They lied about the vax being safe. They've lied about Oklahoma City. They've lied about the assassinations. We have every right to challenge them and question them. That's part of what this nation is all about. Freedom of the press, not just freedom of speech, but freedom of the press. And the press makes mistakes, but they should admit when they do. And Alex Jones did that. You know, he told him, look, I was wrong about that. Yes, I've confirmed that there were children shot at Sandy Hook. Alex Jones didn't fire the gun. You know, he had nothing to do with it. The real question was, as has been brought up before, the safety and security of that building, and why the people who had the money to be making sure that those children were safe were not employing that financial resource toward that whole situation. There's been a lot of questions, and there should be more. Every one of these situations I see that seems to pop up has serious questions that need to be asked. Remember the whole thing in Las Vegas? No one ever addressed that. See, the idea is, don't question anything. Just sit there and be shocked by the things that you see on your television set, be they real or staged, or they're generally a little of both. You know, it's a situation. We know that 9/11 was staged. There's absolutely no question about it in my mind. Now, here's the thing. There are over 3,500 architects and engineers. I actually talked to Richard Gage in the beginning of him creating Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. You can see their website at AE Truth. Oh, I'm sorry, AE911Truth.org, AE911Truth.org. And you can see the listing of the architects and engineers, and people have signed up too. They got, 20,000-30,000 of other people like myself. So, I mean, there's a whole university, essentially, of people who are studying 9/11, and these people are all in agreement. It wasn't brought down by fires from jet airplanes or the impact of the planes. These things were brought down by controlled demolition. Why isn't the news media telling us that? Now, there's a case for trillions of dollars in lawsuits, friends. Trillions. I mean trillions, because look at everything that's happened since then. The Patriot Act, the war in Iraq, the attack in Afghanistan, all this high security protection. This is what the damn lying news media will not tell you. You know, they're not gonna back up. You know, they want to pick and fuss and fight over something like Sandy Hook, which is just, I mean, it's petty in terms of the real damage that's going on. Robert Kennedy Jr. shot from behind, friends. It's all been proven. Look at the gunshot wound, the size of the round, everything. Okay, got to run. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned, RB, and help out the network. Thanks so much to everybody. Have a good one, and we hope you enjoy Thanksgiving.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.